Friedrich Nietzsche discounted Christianity as a slave religion, where one humbled oneself rather than assume one's power. We think back to the songs of the African slaves, their spirituals, as they long to be free and go to heaven. Christianity is not a slave religion. We develop our abilities to serve and care for others. The word humility and humanity come from the same Latin word humus, of the earth. When we look at the story of creation in Genesis, we see that God created the earth, all that exists upon the earth, and the people of the earth, as good. Jesus himself became human and of the earth. Sometimes we think that humility is falling to the ground and diminishing ourselves before God and others. We put our faces into the dirt and see ourselves as slaves. This is not a proper understanding of humility. A profound bow to the earth in prayer is an acknowledgement that God is God and we are not. A profound bow is not a sign of our worthlessness, but God's greatness. We sometimes put others down and see them as inferior, so we can feel more important. We do that as individuals or as communities, religions, or social and political organizations. Life is not about who is more important. It is about recognizing the unique goodness in each person or member of a community. It is about recognizing signs of God's presence in one another. I suggest that humility is our honest assessment of who we are before God. It is knowing and acknowledging both our weaknesses and our strengths. Ancient Socrates taught, "Know thyself." In the Old Testament reading we hear, "What is too sublime for you, seek not. Into things beyond your strength, search not." If we know ourselves, we know our strengths and weaknesses. We know where we need growth and transformation. On the negative side, perhaps we are compulsive about our work, or we like to be important. We may want to give rather than be recipients of gifts offered, or we are not very good listeners. On the positive side, perhaps we have the gift of a green thumb, or are excellent cooks, or creative artists, or skilled leaders. Jesus in the gospel instructs us to take the lower seat at table. It is a way of acknowledging the goodness and beauty God created in others, not a way of focusing on our own poverty. Humble yourself the more, the greater you are, and you will find favor with God. Jesus teaches us that we should recognize the goodness and beauty even of the marginalized. When you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. Blessed indeed will you be because of their inability to repay you. You will be repaid in the resurrection of the righteous. The Old Testament reading from Sirach teaches, "My child, conduct your affairs with humility, and you will be loved more than a giver of gifts." Humble yourself the more, the greater you are, and you will find favor with God. We take the lower seat at the table to recognize that God is God. We recognize and appreciate the goodness and ability of others. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. We are not a people of a slave religion, as Friedrich Nietzsche misunderstood. Humility is knowing and acknowledging who we are. It is not a way of diminishing ourselves, but a way of recognizing the splendor and goodness of God and others. C.S. Lewis writes, "Humility is not thinking less of yourself, but thinking of yourself less." In Psalm 149, we read, "The Lord takes delight in his people. He adorns the humble with victory."